Okay, close your eyes and focus on your breath. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths and see how it feels. If it feels good, stick with it. If deep breathing doesn't feel good, you can change. Try to find the rhythm of breathing that feels best for you right now. Hold on to that. Because we use that as our refuge. In other words, we try to bring the mind into the present moment so it doesn't go off and wandering around the past and the future, creating all kinds of trouble for itself. If it's going to think about things, you want it to think about things that are going to be useful. You don't want it just kind of wandering around and shoplifting out of the past and the future, because that creates just a lot of trouble, unnecessary trouble for ourselves and the people around us. This is one of the important things about meditation, is that you benefit, but you're not the only one who benefits from your meditation. On the one hand, you're carrying on the goodness that people in the past have worked so hard to develop. Today we're commemorating two things. One is that it's the anniversary of John Fuang's passing away. He was my teacher in Thailand. I studied with him for 10 years and owe everything I know about the Dharma to him. The other thing we're celebrating, of course, is Mother's Day. When we have to think about our mothers, we have to think about gratitude, all the things they've done for us, all the goodness they've invested in our lives. And so how do we repay that? Well, we try to carry on that goodness. Don't let that goodness die with us or die with them. Think of all the energy that our mothers put into making us good human beings, and then sending us out into the world and hope with the hopes that we would do some good for the world, that we would find some happiness for ourselves and have some happiness for others. And so this is how we honor the goodness of the people to whom we owe so much, is by creating more goodness in our own minds. Because that's what we're doing as we meditate. We bring a lot more mindfulness, a lot more alertness to the question of what your intentions are. When you're thinking, when you're speaking, when you're acting, why are you doing it? What's your motivation? Is it skillful motivation or is it not? All too often we do things without thinking about why we're doing them. We just kind of do them impulsively. And then we try to think up a motivation afterwards, which means they're not really seeing what's going on. If you look at what's going on, you can see. You don't have to anticipate too much. All you have to think about is what kind of quality of mind are you bringing to this decision. If the mind is hungry, if it's greedy, if it's angry, if it's fearful, you can be pretty sure it's not going to be doing something skillful. So you try to put the mind in a position where it doesn't have to feel those things, doesn't have to be a slave to those things. That's why we try to give it a sense of nourishment through the breath. When you feel nourished with the breath, the mind feels a lot stronger, and it's able to do and say and think the right thing for the right reasons, because you've been able to sort out the good reasons from the bad, and you don't have any hunger to go after the bad ones. When you're hungry, everything, of course, looks like food. It's the same with the mind. When the mind is feeling low in its energy and is feeling desperate for something, it'll just grab anything that comes along, good or bad, and tell itself that it's good. But when it's well-fed like this, in a sense of ease with the breath coming in, going out, in a sense of bathing the body in good breath energy, you're in a much better position to see what's right and what's wrong, and not be tempted to go for the wrong choices. So this is how you carry on the goodness of all the other people in the past who've invested in you. You carry it on and you influence the people around you. Other people see you meditating and you're getting good results from it. They all feel inclined to meditate too. This way the goodness spreads around. It doesn't die with us or die with the people who helped us. Because that's their best gift to us, is the goodness they've trained us in. As for material things, okay, that's not nearly as important as the goodness that they taught us. That being virtuous in your words and deeds and thoughts, not harming anybody, not killing, not stealing, all the good things that you've learned from the people who've taught you, from the people who've raised you. You want to make sure those good things don't die. And their influence continues to spread through the world. This is how you honor their memory and carry on the work that they've entrusted to you. So look after your mind this way, because that way you look after a long chain of goodness that goes way back. And make sure that it continues at least for one more generation on into the future. Hopefully more.